Chapter 4. The Summer of My Discontent. Lately, I've come to believe that having a child jumbles our sense of time, stirring together past and present as if in an electric mixer. Whenever I looked at London, the past was often propelled to the front of my thoughts as memories took hold.
"Why are you smiling, Daddy?"
London would ask me.
"Because I'm thinking about you,"
I'd answer. And in my mind's eye, I would see her as an infant asleep in my arms, or her revelatory first smile, or even the first time she rolled over. She was a little more than 5 months old, and I'd put her down for a nap on her tummy while Vivian went to a yoga class. When London woke, I did a double take while I realized she was lying on her back and smiling up at me. Other times, I would remember her as a toddler, and the cautious way she crawled or held the table as ballast while she was learning how to stand. I remember holding her hands as we paraded up and down the hallway before she could walk on her own. There is much, however, that I missed, especially when it came to firsts. I missed her first word, for instance, and was out of town when London lost her first baby tooth. I missed the first time she ate baby food from a jar, and yet it didn't much change my excitement when I eventually witnessed those things. For me, after all, it was still a first. Sadly, though, there is much that I don't remember. Not everything can be reduced to a single event. When exactly did she move from toddling to walking? Or how did she move from that first word to speaking in short sentences? Those periods of incremental and inevitable improvement now seem to blur together, and it sometimes feels as though I turned my back for an instant, only to discover a new version of London had taken the place of the old one. Nor am I sure when her room and toys and games changed. I can visualize the nursery in amazing detail, right down to the wallpaper border that featured images of baby ducks. But when were the blocks and stuffed animals in the shape of caterpillars put back into a box that now sits in the corner? When did the first Barbie make her appearance? And how did London begin to imagine Barbie's fantasy life, one that included the color of clothing Barbie must wear when she's in the kitchen? When did London begin to change from being a daughter named London to London, my daughter? I occasionally find myself aching for the infant and toddler I'd once known and loved. She'd been replaced now.